Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Good evening, fellow deplorables, Neanderthals, Americans, Americans. Yeah, you can't say the A. It's got to be Americans. And welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies, broadcasting live from America's heartland. We're happy you joined us this evening here at the Biden-Kelly-Whipple Resistance Headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. We're pleased to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach us at 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com or Facebook at The John Whitmer Show and on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. I'd love to hear from you. I always appreciate hearing from our loyal listeners. Great to hear from you. Great to have you with us this evening. We have a packed lineup for you tonight. This has got to be one of our best lineups tonight. I mean, the only thing we could do better would be if I had Donald Trump Jr. on or Donald Trump on. I mean, this is a great lineup tonight. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem will be joining us later next hour. We're going to discuss how well her state has managed the COVID pandemic, how South Dakota won't be taking any of the illegal immigrants that the president wants to start shuffling around the country, South Dakota's transgender sports bill. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff. To kick off the 8 o'clock hour, we'll discuss the crisis at the border, the president's radical agenda, the push to eliminate the filibuster, and a whole bunch of stuff with United States Senator Roger Marshall. Coming up here in a few minutes, policing expert Randy Peterson is going to join us to talk about whether the defund the police movement is to blame for last year's dramatic rise in crime across the country. And if you don't believe me, these numbers are staggering, the significant increase in crime. And maybe there is a correlation. I certainly think there's argument that could be made along those lines. Coming up also later this hour, George Hanna from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws and State Representative Eric Smith will join us. We're going to have a debate, a discussion about the medical marijuana bill that is currently pending in the Kansas House. That bill is kind of snagged at the moment, but is likely to be brought up when the legislature resumes here at the end of the month, first of next month. And NRA State Director Travis Couture Lovelady will join us to discuss the recent pro-Second Amendment legislation that passed this session and is awaiting Governor Kelly's signature or veto, whichever. So we've got a packed schedule. Of course, we will take your calls, 316-869-1330. We love hearing from you, so feel free, call in. The line, well, I see we've got some already on hold, but lines are open. I'm certain that you have heard the phrase, no good turn goes unpunished. No good deed goes unpunished. And earlier this week, we saw an example of that axiom as an Antifa group smashed businesses and set fire to an Apple store in Portland. Now, for those of you who know, Apple has been one of these leading companies that has chosen to cave to the cancel culture and bend over backwards. They took the Neville Chamberlain route. They decided to appease. They previously promoted Black Lives Matter movement. They did everything they could to make amends for their white privilege, so to speak. Some businesses have been bending over backwards for some time to help promote BLM in Portland, perhaps hoping that doing so would spare their businesses from being targeted with riot violence. Well, apparently that didn't work, because among those businesses had been the Portland Apple Store. This was their signature store in downtown Portland, which last June gave BLM, now keep in mind, last June, Apple gave BLM supporters a platform to paint a mural on the side of their building. This is how progressive Apple was. They allowed them to paint a mural on the side of their building with BLM pictures, radical sayings, a Black Lives Matter dogma painted all over the front of the building, which, of course, would really want me to go in there and shop. How welcoming that must have been. But doesn't matter, though, because appeasement never works. Because just this week, Antifa and BLM rioters looted and burned that very Apple store. How fitting. How appropriate. You see, folks, this is what happens when you give in to terrorists. This is what happens when you allow the woke mob to rule and when you don't defend law and order. They burn you out. Apparently, free college, free housing, and a guaranteed job isn't enough. They now want free iPhones and too, and earbuds. They want iBuds too, because that's what they need, apparently. And Apple wasn't being kind enough. So last night, after a police shooting in Portland and yet the umpteenth riot, Antifa smashed up a lot of businesses yet again, set multiple buildings on fire yet again, and a group of several hundred people marched through the city, smashing and looting businesses yet again. When are they going to learn? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Protesters who for nearly a year have demanded the defunding or abolition of the Portland police responded to the fatal shooting by carving a trail of property destruction through downtown. And of course, the police are afraid to respond or for fear that they will have their budget cut. The logic of this is so, well, there is no logic to this. They don't care what Apple or other businesses may have done to help their cause. They don't care that Apple donated to Black Lives Matter. It's about bringing as much chaos as they can possibly muster to push everything further left and destroy our country. And all while this is going on, Marxist Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors, has been defending her real estate buying binge. The co-founder of Black Lives Matters has been snagging four high-end luxury homes valued at over $3.2 million. This is Marxist, by the way. So much for, you know, socialism and sharing and, you know, all making sure that you spread the wealth around. The self-described Marxist last month purchased a $1.4 million home on a secluded road just a short drive from Malibu in Los Angeles. Can anyone say hypocrite? Do I hear an H for hypocrite? Where are the socialist eat the rich protesters now? How come they're not talking about eating Patrice Cullors? I guess they couldn't figure out which of her million-dollar homes to protest in front of. And predictable as this is, even questioning her income, her spending habits, the lack of transparency of BLM is, of course, racist. And all while this is going on, Antifa and BLM continue looting and burning America's cities, and their allies in the Democrat Party and the media continue covering it up or making excuses for them. This, folks, is Joe Biden's America. But don't worry, because according to Joe Biden, Antifa is just an idea anyway. We'll take a quick break, and then policing expert Randy Peterson is going to join us to talk about whether the defund the police movement is to blame for last year's rise in crime. Yeah, a little Benny Hill music. Actually, this is the Joe Biden theme song. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.